Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Hi, here you go. Welcome to the program.
Good to be on.
This is DCG from What's Happening at CNN.blogspot.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And so where do you come from?
I'm calling you from South Arkansas.
South Arkansas, okay. What's the big news in South Arkansas?
Hot.
Hot, really?
And humid.
Really? How hot is it there?
I believe it got up to 101 today.
Really? Wow.
You factor in the humidity, it's just a little bit hotter.
Really? Very good. Are you anywhere near the Clinton Library and some massage parlor?
That's up in Little Rock. I'm about 100 miles south.
Are you near Hope? Are you near Hope?
I'm about 15 miles from Hope.
Wow.
Yeah.
So have you seen the Clinton birthplace and anything else?
I've seen the birthplace and been to the library, too.
Wow. How is the library?
It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, ever since it's like an overgrown trail, is it really looking at that person?
Yeah. I've heard it called a high-tech redneck trailer.
Really? Well, how is it inside that? They say it's really advanced and everything. It's, you got a lot of video exhibits and everything. But is it really a nice place?
You could spend 2-3 days in there and not see it all.
And everybody is not familiar with your blog, a little bit, like a nutshell, what's your blog about? And obviously it's about, Fox News, right?
Yeah, just about anything that could go on at CNN.
Well, CNN especially, correct?
Yeah, but, I throw little bits of all of it in there sometimes, just what kind of mood I'm in.
Very good. And, let's see, what's your background?
Well, I was in the radio down here in South Arkansas for nearly 10 years.
Oh.
And did news for about 6 years, so.
Yeah. You also did a morning show, you said, too, and our emails back and forth, correct?
Yeah, I did that for about a year and a half.
Yeah. A music show, like a news talk show, or what?
It was very news heavy, but it included music, too.
Oh. Who's the name? You won't give that away because you're anonymous. Okay. The name of the program. They would give you away. I don't think we want to do that, do we?
What's that?
I was asking for the name of the program, but they would give you away.
No, it was just at a local radio station.
Okay.
It didn't have any title or anything.
Very good. And why did you start your blog about that? It's a question for the channel. Why did you start your blog about CNN?
Well, basically, I've watched CNN ever since it has been on my cable system for, 25 years, and really, took an interest in it, during the 2000 election fiasco, and, I got laid off from my job at the radio station May of last year, and trying to find a job, I stayed at home watching CNN, and then I just, looking for something to do, so I started the blog.
And what's the big news on your blog right now? I mean, I read the thing about Bill Hemmer. He's been signed over at Fox. Did that kind of surprise you? Bill Hemmer was with CNN for a long time.
Yeah, 10 years. And that knocked me away. I mean, I expected MSNBC before Fox. But
yeah. I mean, what is he going to do? Is he just going to be a newsreader part-time? Or what? Because all the tech slots are all tied up. That's why... what's her name? We jumped over to Fox. Rita Cosby, because she didn't see any spots open for her.
Yeah, from what I understand, he's going to do some anchoring during the day, and then some reporting out in the field. And, you have all this speculation out there who, with Fox and their business channel, who they're going to carry over there to make a slot for him or so. You just hear all types of stories.
CNN radios using magazine format to cover varied topics for affiliates. So whether they're going to more of a topic-driven news break or what?
From what I understand, this is just going to be a one-time deal. I don't know if you're familiar with another blogger is going to be taking part in that too. From Lost Remote, I forget his name, but it's going to include a number of folks and. I guess it's going to be a special every now and then that they do.
Oh, that's interesting. And then, article about that thing with Aaron Brown last night. I saw that. I watched News Night every night, and he did cover up the picture of Bill Hemmer from the Cincinnati Inquirer.
Yeah, I had it on, and I listened to it, but I had my back to the TV and was at my computer, and then I get up this morning and I had an email in the inbox, and I said, that's what that was about.
No way can you see that on that program. You can't really pick out what that picture was, because the last thing he does with the newspapers, he goes so fast, who would have time to look? Oh, it's Bo Hummer's picture. So that was big amazing. Now, do you watch all the CNN programming?
I don't say I'm a... I just, turn it on and leave it on all day. I like the day programming better than the prime time programming.
And then Wolf Blitzer, right, he's starting his new show in August, right?
Yeah, The Situation Room.
Yeah, it's going to be a visit. Now, I heard it's going to be a 3-hour show during the day, is that right?
3 hours?
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be 3 hours, and
wow.
It's going to have a lot of people involved.
Yeah, man, that's a big energy. That's like Limbaugh with the 3 hours he does on the radio. And that's huge for a TV show to get 3 hours every day. That's 15 hours a week.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah. Now, I saw somewhere, somebody had a picture, I don't know who it was now, I can't remember, somebody had a picture of the set. The set looks something like a Star Trek. I mean, it's an enormous set for that show.
All right, I'm barely hearing you.
Oh, you're barely hearing me? Huh. They're working on it, but I think the heat sometimes affects the phone lines here in Las Vegas. So it's 116 out here, so things are broken down. Yeah, the lights are all off and it was coming in, so we had a lot of brownouts and things out here when we're it gets this hot. And there's a street in Las Vegas where a lot of the bathtub kind of bubbled up.
Really?
Yeah. So you can hear me a little better now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better.
All right. And what else? Question for Chad. Luana, what's the latest news about CNN?
The big story today.
Yeah.
Really, it was a slow news day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, besides the Supreme Court business, that was pretty big.
Yeah, okay.
And then, what else do you have? And lots of articles about news outlets aiming to attract young viewers to websites.
Yeah, that was, CBS announced their broadband effort here earlier in the week or late last week.
Yeah, CBS is going to dive more heavily into the internet. They're going to have a lot of news reports that aren't on the broadcast and available on the internet and other things. And I read that CNN's doing the same thing. They've added I know during the news breaks they plug that their on-demand video from reporters or anything. Not necessarily it's on the programs. So it'll be available off their website.
And what they're saying is young people are going to the internet for their news rather than the TV set.
That's true. Where do you get your news from? Do you get your news from CNN or you go online and stuff or what?
CNN and the internet. So, get a little bit of everywhere. So.
Yeah. I have a question for Chad. What do you think of MSNBC adding Tucker Carlson?
Well, I would admit I do not have MSNBC on my cable system.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
Oh. Tucker Carlson switched over, and he's now doing called The Situation over there on MSNBC. So I wonder how that's playing in the effect with the Wolf Blitzer's program, The Situation Room. I mean, that's going to be kind of odd, having two shows with almost the same name,
Yeah, that was a controversy there when they announced that, back-to-back there.
Yeah. I mean, it's strange. Oh, and Darth Novak wants to know, is Paula Zahn a real blonde?
What's that?
Oh, no, somebody in the chat room was wondering if Paula Zahn is a real blonde.
I don't know.
Is the red mask the drapes? I guess that's going to be the question. I don't know. what else? And then they got rid of, they got rid of some of the financial shows over the weekend. Now they got rid of, the Dolans?
And the Turnaround.
The Turnaround, that show just started, right?
Yeah, it hadn't been on that long.
Oh.
And it was kind of like a reality program, really.
Yeah, it didn't really fit too well, I thought, with CNN and everything. And the Dolans, that was kind of, nothing much to watch on Saturday. So I think they just threw that show on the air, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they had a radio show. I think they still do it for years.
And they were on CNN FN daily.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get cut back to 1 week.
Nice. It was the whole show.
Once a week.
Yeah. And, Christina Park is leaving CNN, huh?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She did my, what was the quick cast? I never saw the quick cast. Is that on the internet?
Yeah, well, that's the one you had to pay for before.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now it's free. She's the main anchor on there right now until she leaves.
Yeah. And they have a thing about the CNN pipeline. Now, what's that all about?
That's going to be their new pay service, premium service that they're going to start later on this summer.
So you have to pay to watch this video? I mean, it's going to be different.
No, they're going to have a number of live streams that you get to choose from.
You live from where? From Atlanta, or?
Really, they just live streams. I really don't know all the details, but
that's
going to understand that, you know, they're still going to. The folks there in Atlanta will judge what live streams will be available to the internet user.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, unless they go with the Temple of Gang, and I was surprised. The Temple of Gang has been on there for, I think, since CNN started.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, I mean, it is yanked them off the air. They only gave like a week's notice, too. They really didn't have much time to do any kind of big farewell show or anything like that. Well, they're gone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they gave about 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah. So that was, why did they get rid of that show, do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think it's part of John Klein's philosophy of getting back to real news instead of sitting there and arguing and shouting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, personal weekends, you know, I mean, a lot of the big anchors aren't there, and you need some kind of programming. It may not be about the news that's breaking, but at least, you know, the political news and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I like the Capital Gang. I mean, I remember years ago, I did Capital Gang Sunday with a whole different crew. He's a reporter from one of the papers. He was doing it with a whole different cast of people. I thought that was good. You know?
Yeah.
And I know Crossfire Sunday with Lynn Cheney and Bob Bechtel. I thought that was outstanding.
Yeah.
But, I don't know who else they got. What's her name left, too? Judy Woodruff, right?
Yeah, she retired, or whatever the story is behind that.
Yeah. I mean, you think maybe she wasn't, was her contract up, or?
Her contract was up, but. You know how you hear all the rumors and stuff of
she was
forced out, or but you know you will never hear the real reason or whatever.
Yeah, I mean that's her show's still on the air now. They just keep that show on until Wolf Blitzer's thing's ready to go, then they'll drop it.
Yeah, they've been rotating anchors.
So
I guess it just depends who's free to cover it.
Yeah. You know, what do you think of Miles O'Brien taking over for Bill Hemmer on, American Morning?
Yeah.
Now they got two O'Briens hosting now. It's kind of odd to keep the same last name on hosting the show together, but aren't related or married.
Yeah. I seem to like Miles O'Brien better than Bill Hemmer anchoring. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah. But it seems strange that they keep it the same. Last name was. I remember when ABC had Forrest Sawyer on there. You never really saw him with Diane Sawyer at all, just because of the same name business. You know, they kind of kept those two apart and everything. So, but that should be a spot. He's going to go back down for the shuttle blast off, I think, on Tuesday. They announced they're going to try and blast it off on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be headed back down there whenever they're going to.
I see a story on there about him buying a very expensive apartment there in New York. Huh? Was it a $3 million place or something?
Yeah.
Wow, they could pay the guy money to stay in. Hell, I should send my resume for a job. You know.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a boy. He's been in CNN for a while too. I mean, how many years he's been there? But I mean, I guess that's the price of living in New York City. I mean, where else are you gonna live out in the suburbs and drive? But still, $3 million is a lot of money.
It is.
Yeah. And what about this? Oh, Anderson Cooper sold his potato for big bucks.
Yeah.
What was that about? He had a potato with his name on it, or what?
Well, apparently somebody down in Florida wanted to poke some fun at Cooper, and you know the way he was flapping around there during the hurricane. And they put some wings on a potato and sold it on the internet. I believe over $300.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I see. On the picture appearance is Ramada from that sign blew up. That was pretty impressive live television, though. And
it was.
And that big guy, I forget his name was, we're standing with the wind.
Zarella.
Yeah.
John Zarella.
There you go. And then the Ramada end sign blew off and flew by him. And the guy had to pull him back. I mean, that sign really, I don't think, came that close to hitting him, but made it for good TV anyway. He had to pull him back. He was going to get clobbered. Nothing else, but his mother was Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive. That he's pretty young though. That gray hair kind of mistakes him. He's what? How old do you think he is?
Oh, I'm not sure.
He's in his early 30s, huh?
33, somewhere along in there.
Yeah, just that gray hair kind of throws people off. Now, I have a question. Where was Paula Zahn last night during the Supreme Court business? She was nowhere on CNN, was she?
Huh.
I didn't see her.
Yeah, I was out last night. I didn't get to see that.
Oh, really? They had Newsnight, and then Larry King came back. He was supposed to be on vacation. They brought him back to do this business. But I didn't see Paula Zahn anywhere. Now, sometimes you don't see her on these big news events. She's like, she disappears, or they took her show off the air for this, you know?
Well, she anchored, what was that, speech? She flew to Washington, D.C., and anchored with Blitzer.
Oh, yeah, she did the, what was that she did? It was the London bombing thing, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, she came back for that, but I mean, all these, I'm surprised she was, at least, it's only saw her, I'm wrong, but, I watched Aaron Brown, and I went to, even Anderson Cooper wasn't there. They had some women subbing for him. I thought that was strange. Usually they pull the big guys back and make them, come back and cover this major news story that's broke, especially the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they had Heidi Collins in last night.
Yeah, she kind of stumbled around a little bit. Did you watch that?
No, I just watched a few minutes of it.
She
tied up with something last night. So.
She kind of stumbled around a little bit there. They had like a dead air for 10, 15 seconds. She was talking to who's the lady at the White House correspondent, not the main one, but she's the she's Hispanic or African American. I can't remember her name is now offhand. But she threw it back to the Anderson Cooper 360, and there's like a 10-second dead air. Nothing happened. You know, that was a little strange. But,
yeah.
And then did you watch Anderson Cooper? That's a pretty good program.
Yeah, it is. It's a fast-paced program.
Yeah. Do you have the rating? How are these shows doing in the ratings?
They're not as, I would think they're not doing as good as Klein would hope, but.
What's their top show right now? Is it still, is it Larry King? Larry King's still drawing. Now, he's up against, what time is he on? He's not up against O'Reilly, is he?
He's up against Hannity and Combs.
Hannity and Combs. And what's on MSNBC at that time?
Tucker
Carlson, he's up against him?
I'm not sure.
But he's still away, but, Hannity and Combs is beating Larry King pretty handily, right?
Yeah.
And that's surprising, because, they took out Crossfire, and I thought, well, that might be the end of Hannity and Combs, because, basically it's the same kind of show, but they're still on the air,
Yeah, Hannity and Combs, that's debating and political and shouting and screaming.
That's strange. And now, Paula Zahn, how's she doing in the ratings? I read something on your site that doesn't look like her show's doing too well in the ratings, huh?
Well, some nights, she's up against Nancy Grace on Headline News.
Oh, yeah.
And some nights, Nancy just puts it to her.
Really? Do you know if there's any big rivalry between all of them? Especially with Zahn and Nancy Grace up against her. That's got to be some kind of...
Yeah, that has to be, because, they're right there at... in New York at the same time and going head to head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Nancy Grace is more of a legal type of very accessible type of program. And Paula Zahn, more like a news type. Well, now her show has changed since the election. For a while there, she was calling her show Primetime Politics and all that, and it's Paula Zahn now. And then now it's like, I don't know, it's like a new show just with her doing it, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she has a bunch of, I noticed where she has a bunch of, she does people in the news.
Yeah.
She runs a couple of those a week, long, focus type segments for a person.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, that's not bad at all. And then, first of all, Newsnight. Now, who's he up against? Aaron Brown. Is he up against O'Reilly?
He's up against Greta.
Greta against Sussman. Now, how's he doing against her? She's probably beating him, I would imagine.
Yeah, handedly.
Really? Yeah, because she's got that Mary Holly business going and everything else. But I like his show. I mean, he's an ABC guy. I remember when he did that World News Now and everything.
Yeah, I remember that. I was working Graveyard at the time and would watch it.
Yeah, this might date me whole way, but him and that lady, everybody did an overnight show on NBC years ago, too. And that's where they got that's where he started working nights over there at NBC. NBC, I forget what they call it, but back then he even held the newspapers for the next day and was showing them. And then they faxed them to him or something.
Yeah.
It's amazing, that guy. He's been around for years. And, they've been a rumor, I don't know who the rumor is, supposedly that he's up maybe to replace, go to CBS and take over for Dan Rather. Have you heard that rumor?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, huh?
That would.
I don't know if he'd leave. Do you think he'd go to CBS or what?
I don't know. I mean, if things don't work out at CNN, he may go to CBS.
But
I just don't know. I mean,
I'm going to answer a question from the chat room. How would you compare CNN to the other cable networks?
How would I?
Yeah.
I guess I'll be honest. Yeah. I do not get MSNBC, so I can't compare to them.
Yeah.
So
Fox.
I can't watch Fox. I just can't get into the opinion. I can't get into the screaming. I can't get into the yelling. That's why I watch CNN. So.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah, Fox kind of screams and yells. MSNBC, I think, has come a long way. Personally, I like watching Countdown with the Keep Over Method. It's a pretty good show. I mean, it's easy to news, but in a quirky kind of way, it kind of breaks up the monotonous of all the other shows, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not there. But I realized he was gone during this London bombing, too. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous. Why are these other people gone? This major news story. I mean, years ago, they made him come back and do it. It's thrilling, you know. And he's been taking an awful lot of time off, too, that Overman. And I noticed they have that woman from the morning news. She's been subbing for him a lot, and usually in the second half of the week, like on Thursdays and Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that's a little strange, too. So, but have you seen his ratings, Keith Olbermann? How's he doing?
I haven't.
No?
Like I said, I don't follow MSNBC that close.
No, I'm just wondering, because I noticed they've been plugging his show on, newspaper ads and all that, so either he's doing real well, or they're plugging it like crazy to hope he get some viewers, you know?
I think some not. Is he the one that's up against Nancy Grace?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I think, you know, his show gets 300,000 on average a night. I may be wrong, so I don't, you know.
Which is not bad for cable news network. I mean, that's still, pretty impressive if you think about it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a question from the chat room, what happened to the CNN and CBS merging news divisions? That was a few years back there.
That was
2001,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was CBS. I think it was ABC and CNN or one of them.
Well, I think they've had talks with all of them here, a number of years.
Yeah.
It didn't come out who would be in control.
Yeah, but I thought that was funny. Everybody said the network would do that because they could free up capital from the news division for the entertainment division. Let CNN, fit the bill for the news division of networks. That kind of makes sense,
I mean.
So I'm surprised that nothing happened to that.
It probably came down to a power struggle, who would be in control.
Question from chat room, Larry King, how much longer will he do his show?
Oh, he has a contract for several more years,
really?
I understand.
Yeah. Really?
And
so
he's going to be there.
How old is he? He's got to be in his 80s, huh?
I don't know.
From
what I understand, he has a contract for a number of more years, and he's there.
I remember that he said that Nancy Grace is his heir for his time slot, I guess, on CNN. And then he brought on a weatherman yesterday. I saw him subbing for Larry King, blonde weatherman. What's his name? Champion or something?
Yeah, from New York.
Yeah, so is he the next? He's the next one he's going to groom for a show there on CNN?
I'm hoping it's Bob Costas. He signed a deal to be a sub for Larry.
Ah.
I hope they're grooming him, because that weatherman just didn't do it too hot of a job.
Exactly, yeah. He should be over on E! Doing a show or something. I mean, Costas, you can buy it, because he's been around for so long.
Yeah.
Plus, he did that show on NBC for years later, and he had a lot of serious guests on, and covered news, and did the Olympics and all that. So, I'd like to see him on with his programmer take over for Larry King.
But what's unique about that? He's under contract with, I believe, NBC Sports.
Yeah.
But he has a contract with HBO, too, and that's how he got the job at CNN.
Huh.
So.
That's nice. Yeah, who knows?
Some of the people with... I read, the message boards, and they're like, why is CNN stealing our Bob Costas?
Yeah.
So,
who knows? those. Well, usually the cable deals are different than the network deals. I think they let them do the network, cable deals, because they're separate, and I don't think as many people watch the cable networks as they do the networks, so it's always a strange deal. A question from the chat room, is CNN on the upswing or not?
Is it on the upswing? I hope so. I hope Klein has some magic tricks up his sleeve that have yet to be dealt.
In the 25 years of CNN, from the chat, what do you think is the biggest story that CNN has covered in its 25 years?
The biggest story?
Yeah.
I think it has to be the 1991 Gulf War.
Oh. True. They were just throwing someone out there. They really took, that's what their name really got out there, is in that Gulf War business, huh?
Oh, yeah, I remember I was in school, and even though we were in school, we still had the TV on to CNN while we were doing our work, so.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Well, I read on your blog, boy, they have a lot of websites or channels I wasn't aware of. They went, CNN Airport, and CNN International, I know about that, and something else, too. I mean,
They got a medical network, too, that they do.
Really? What do you mean medical network?
I think it's Accent Health.
Really?
With Gupta. Sanjay Gupta, he does some programs on there, I think. Robin Mead.
What is that? Are they networks in the hospitals or what?
I believe it's doctor's offices, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, excellent. Well, they're all over the place today. It's impressive. Especially the airport channel. Because I thought all the airport channels would see the same thing as CNN, but it's not. There's like a whole different channel altogether with CNN Airport.
Then you got your student news. You've got your, people think of CNN, they think of what you see on TV, and, that's it.
That's of course, more and more I've been looking at them since I knew you have an arm. Like, wow, Ted Turner was a genius. I agree with a lot of his views and stuff, but, look what he created. 25 years with CNN, that's amazing. He lost millions of dollars though when he first started, and now he's a genius,
And CNN Center is an awesome place. I've visited that a year or two back.
It's open for tours or anything, or what?
Yeah, it's open for tours. Also, their Time Warner Center up in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They let you walk around the studios or anything? That's amazing, huh?
What they do, that we got the tour. We went into a little room, demonstration room. You got the, the blue chroma key weather map.
Uh-huh.
You got to, do that, demonstrate that. Then they took you on a tour of the studios. Well, what it was, you walked above the studios and you looked down at the people working in the newsroom and then the people on the air.
It's incredible. It's amazing what everything they do there at CNN. And then they got the headline news, which is a supplemental for the town, too.
Yeah.
How are their ratings doing with this? Since they've had the headline primetime business, are they doing real well? And Nancy Grace is doing real well.
She helped them move into the number 3 spot.
Oh, so they're ahead of MSNBC now?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So
it's Fox, CNN, and then
Headline News.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
hopefully MSNBC will pick up the pace a little bit, and get some, getting gear. It's odd at the Headline
News. But everybody's waiting to see if Headline News catches up with CNN US.
I don't know what the head would roll if that happens, huh?
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people thought they were crazy getting out of the headline business in the prime time, playing those prime time shows, but seems like they're doing well. How those showbiz shows do?
It averages 175,000 viewers in the first run.
I
looked at the ratings tonight, and the second run seems to be doing better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And who are they up against? Do you know what time they come out?
It's 6 o'clock my time. 7.
7?
7 Eastern. You've got,
That would be
the Fox Report, I guess.
Oh, well, that's real popular with Shepard Smith. That's why.
Then you've got on CNN Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's why they're not doing too well. Because Fox News reporters, I know when he's not there, the ratings kind of drop when Shepard Smith isn't there.
Yeah.
But that broadcast isn't bad either. But now the question we have, is Will Blitzer going to be hosting the late edition and his regular weekday program?
Yep, as far as I know, that's
wow.
the plan.
So that guy's a keel over there saying that, and he's doing
two
3 hours, 5 days a week, and he comes back on Sunday for a 2-hour late edition. That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, why are they doing that to him? Are they making him like the face of CNN or what?
I don't know.
Oh, I never heard of that before. I mean, Cox, O'Reilly's there, and you got Hume and some of the others. But like Wolf Blitzer is like, he is CNN, it seems like.
Bill Hemmer would have went to Washington, he probably could have got his feet wet in there in,
exactly.
one of those shows.
Yeah. So, well, this is your event. There you go. We're almost out of time.
All right.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. And that was DCG from
Oh, hi. It's Heidi. How are you?
Yeah,
you're welcome. I was having trouble getting through first. Went to the convention this past weekend, Comic-Con in San Diego.
Oh, how was it?
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Really?
The convention itself is a real kick because it's so huge and there's tons of people and people dress up and it's just a lot of fun. But the Battlestar panel was great, too. It was kind of neat to see all these people all together. There were a whole bunch of the cast there.
Was Edward James almost there?
No, almost wasn't there. I don't know that he does conventions, but maybe we'll get him sooner or later. Let's see, you had Tamil Benekit, the hero. Grace Park was there. Jamie Bamber, James Callis, Mary McDonnell, and then Katie Sackhoff breezed in a little bit late, but she was there for a minute, and then Ron Moore and David Icke were there, so they got a lot of questions.
Yeah, now do you hear rumors about a spinoff? Because a friend of mine went to the convention, too, and he came out with a spinoff in the rumor business.
No, I didn't hear anything about a spinoff, not on the panel anyway. So maybe someone picked it up somewhere else. And I know that the stars were down there at the sci-fi booth, and maybe somebody who was there talked to somebody. I don't know, but I sure didn't hear that.
Interesting indeed. Because when he said that, Pegasus apparently is going to hang around for a few shows throughout the end of the season and into the ones in January. But the Pegasus is going to hang around, but the Commander King will not. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be a ship that's going to be thrown in the back of the fleet or what. But I think that probably opened it up to a spinoff as well.
I see. Well, they didn't say anything about that, but they did say, which is not news to those of us who read spoilers, that somebody asked a question about whether they were going to ever go on the offensive against the Cylons, and he said yes in that episode, Pegasus. And someone else asked, are Kane and Sheba going to be in this series, from the old days? And he said, Kane is, Sheba isn't. So those were the things that he mentioned. Oh, and he mentioned that, that was going to be a big cliffhanger.
Did they mention,
I don't know if that was a spoiler or not. I think that's been out there on the net already.
Did they mention who they cast as Kane?
They didn't, but then they weren't asked.
Are you kidding me? I gotta go to one of these conventions because I gotta ask the questions.
You know, they were rather tight lipped when it came to spoilers, but really nobody was pressing them for spoilers. They were asking, well, first of all, the moderator from TV Guide, this guy Michael Davis, asked a bunch of questions. He took up more than half of the panel time asking his own questions. And they mostly got the stars to talk about their characters and reflect on the series and things like that. So it was interesting, but if you're like spoilers, it didn't really give you that kind of stuff.
I think that's ridiculous. Those conventions are for the fans. They should be asking the most questions.
Yeah, we were kind of annoyed. It was the same thing with the Stargate panel the next day. The moderator asked most of the questions. We were annoyed. In fact, he was insulting to one of the stars, I thought, because he mentioned that the guy had lived at a trailer park before he was in the show, and I thought that was rude. So, I don't know.
Who do you say that to?
His name is Jason Momoa, and he's in Stargate Atlantis. He's playing Ronan, a new character. Oh. He just joined the show. But I don't know. Nobody else maybe reacted that way. I thought it was kind of rude, personally. But Jason did get really well, and he joked that, he's moved up in the world, because now his family's on Stargate Avenue, because they have dressing room trailers, so. He made a joke. That was cute.
That's terrible. And any big surprises at the convention, or...
No real surprises, I wouldn't say. I mean, what I was taken with was how well the cast really does have a great rapport. We'd seen that they talked about it that way when they were separate at the other convention, but here you had them all in one big panel. So they joked around a lot, and there was some teasing, and somebody asked the question about, James Callis' character being, a sex maniac and all that, and he made jokes about that. And then Mary McDonald said, and Six is sitting right here between us. You can't see her. And, of course, he played around and goes, oh, Trisha, no, please, not now. We can't, So it was just really funny and goofing around.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had to get along very well.
Any news from Mary McDonald, her character? Is she going to die in the season? Or?
They didn't say anything about that. And, frankly, the question that the moderator asked was pretty much a question that she'd already answered at the previous convention, just about, her character being alone and not going to be getting involved with anybody romantically, because that would be a disaster, that kind of thing.
Really?
For President Roslin. Well, she's been asked that since we tried. I think they hinted at that, asked in the question, and in both times she responded that would be a disaster for her to do her character to do that. Now, whether that, what I'm saying? They're not giving anything up, so. I don't know.
Because she was crying in the season premiere when Apollo told her that the guy was shot. So I thought, well, why is she crying for? Because he's the one who threw her in the brig to begin with. You know what I mean?
Well, I think she relied. She said that. She commented that her character, for her, Adama is the center of the whole, the Union surviving. That she relies on him, to make the. To continue. Otherwise, if he had turned, remember that scene where he turned with the Cylon male that turns to her and said that Adama is a Cylon?
Oh, yeah.
She was so shaken, and that's when she said, blow the airlock. Mary said that was a really intense moment for her to do that because, to her character, this would be the thing. If he's a Cylon, then what's it all for? What's the good of fighting? Because, they're all going to die anyway or something. It's all for nothing.
Adama's a Cylon. They're all screwed, basically. You know what I mean?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
I said, if Adama is a
Cylon,
they're all screwed then.
Exactly. So that's sort of where she's all, I cannot let this guy live. So she blew their lock, right? I told them to.
I think Michael Hogan deserves an Emmy for his performance of
Ty
from Stargate Atlantis. What do you think?
I didn't hear you very well.
Ty. I think the actor plays Ty.
Oh, yes. I love him. He's really, I think it's very interesting the way his character is developing. Or, at first you just think he's this kind of staunch guy and you don't get into him very much. And then they open him up and, I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's outstanding. And I had to let you go because we're almost
out of time. Wow, that was fast. Okay.
I didn't know for sure if you were calling or not, so I kind of,
And I had trouble getting in at first because I'm calling from Hawaii. Anyway, I wrote a tentative report on PegasusGalaxy.com, and there's also photos there so people can take a look if they're interested.
All right. Heidi, thank you very much for coming on.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm going to go to the next one.
Okay.